Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. November the 2nd, Watching Our Motives.
All this week, Derek urges us to draw near to the throne of grace. Today he shows us how we need to make our requests to God with a truly godly motivation. We come near to the throne of grace to petition God for specific needs. Let's look at an important condition, our motives. God searches every motive. He's very conscious of the reasons for which we pray. James 4:2 says, "You don't have because you don't ask." The main reason that Christians don't have is a simple failure to ask. But then James said in verse 3, "You ask and don't receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures." In other words, self-centered prayers indicate that our motives are wrong. We're simply aiming to get some creature comfort, personal satisfaction, or indulgence. What's the correct motive? Jesus has already stated in John 14 that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. That's the motive behind the prayers that God answers. The prayer must be prayed sincerely so that God, in answering that prayer, may be glorified through Jesus Christ. As Paul explained in 2 Corinthians, "For all the promises of God in him, Jesus Christ, are yes, and in him are men, to the glory of God through us." The whole purpose of coming to God and claiming his promises is so that God may be glorified through us in answering them. As we claim more and more of God's promises, we glorify him more and more. The more we fail to claim God's promises, however, the less we glorify him. The person who glorifies God most is the person who claims God's promises in Christ the most. The motive that's acceptable to God is one that seeks answers to prayer, so that he might be glorified. These prayers must be offered in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, that I can come boldly to you. I proclaim that my motive in praying is that God may be glorified through Jesus Christ in answering my prayers. I shall draw near to the throne of grace. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.